President differs with chief of staff on the wall.
Campaign to governing are two different things.
Trump lawyer suggests cooperation with special counsel.
President's very eager to explain whatever is responsive.
YouTube cleans house.
Oh, my God.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. With his approval rating at just 37% in a new CBS News poll, President Trump is at the center of efforts in Washington to keep the government running and strike a deal on immigration. And this morning, he tweeted his views on a southern border wall have not evolved or changed, as his chief of staff suggested yesterday.
This has been an evolutionary process that this president has gone through as a campaign. And I pointed out to all of the members that were in the room that they all say things during the course of campaigns that may or may not be fully informed.
John Kelly speaking to Fox News after meeting with the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. This comes as lawmakers try to work a deal to protect immigrants brought here as children and act on a spending bill. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Democrats see this must-pass spending bill as their best leverage to force an agreement to replace DACA with legislation that enables the so-called Dreamers, young people who have come to this country illegally, to gain legal status. This is an issue that has sort of been fumbling along in Congress, starts and stops for several months. Democrats say now is the time to strike a deal.
And it appears President Trump and some others in his administration, past and present, will cooperate with the special counsel in the Russia investigation. We're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Well, while the president said last week he doesn't think a chat with Robert Mueller would be necessary, a key White House lawyer says he expects it will happen. Speaking with my colleague Major Garrett for the CBS News radio podcast, The Takeout, lawyer Ty Cobb said Mr. Trump is very eager to speak with Mueller in an effort to help end the investigation.
I would hope that a fair-minded Office of Special Counsel would approach it in a dutiful way, consistent with precedent, and it wouldn't be a mere perjury trap.
Cobb says the terms of such an interview are now under active discussion. Former Trump aide Steve Bannon could be back on Capitol Hill today. He refused to answer several questions posed by the House Intelligence Committee Tuesday, frustrating members of both parties. Yesterday, former campaign manager Corey Lewandowski also declined to answer many of their questions. Steve?
At least 9 deaths are blamed on the winter storm that paralyzed much of the South, and it's left bitter cold temperatures in its wake.
Snow and more record cold continue to cause havoc and misery across much of the South and Southeast. Up to a foot of snow fell across central North Carolina. Matt Kennedy was among the many drivers whose vehicle slid off of a slippery road.
Coming from that stop sign up there, as I turned, I guess I was turned sharp enough to where it started sliding, and I didn't hit the brakes.
The latest winter storm has canceled school, forced businesses to close, and knocked out power and heat to tens of thousands across the Carolinas. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Colfax, North Carolina.
Well, the case against a Southern California couple accused of holding their 13 children as prisoners begins to take shape today. CBS's Steve Futterman is covering.
Among the charges the parents could face, torture, child endangerment, and false imprisonment, these are very serious charges. The maximum penalty for torture in the state of California is life in prison.
Dylan Farrow is speaking out in detail about her sexual assault accusations against her adoptive father, Director Woody Allen. She says it happened in an attic when she was 7 in 1992.
He instructed me to lay down on my stomach and play with my brother's toy train that was set up. As I played with the toy train, I was sexually assaulted.
Allen has denied the allegations. Farrow spoke with CBS This Morning's Gail King.
He's lying and he's been lying for so long.
There was an investigation, but no charges filed. Apple indicates it's going to open a second corporate campus and hire 20,000 more American workers. Our business analyst, Jill Schlesinger.
Apple right now is sitting on about $250 billion of foreign profits. If it were to bring all that money back, it would be paying around almost $40 billion in taxes.
We've reported on the latest online craze that many say is just plain crazy. And now YouTube has taken steps to try to shut it down. Here's CBS's Peter King.
It's called the Tide Pod Challenge. Someone on camera bites down on one of those colorful laundry pods. Then usually this happens. Hindsight was 2020 for 19-year-old Mark Pagan.
A lot of people were just saying how stupid I was or how... Why would I be willing to do that?
Now YouTube says it's removing the videos because the stunt is dangerous and violates its standards. A search today for Tide Pod Challenge on the site turns up clips like this.
How about the Read a Book Challenge? You ever see one of these?
Peter King, CBS News.
A new Google app has grabbed the attention of a lot of people. It matches a selfie photo to an image in a noted work of art. CBS's Dean Reynolds says it has raised privacy concerns.
In Illinois and Texas, you can't use that selfie feature because Google removed it, and it won't really say why, but it appears it was avoiding a conflict with both states that have tough laws on biometric identification.
And those are things you can't change. You
Chris Doerr's law firm has sued tech companies for biometric usage and says the law requires Google and those other tech companies to explain how the data is being collected, what it's being used for, and to obtain consent from the user.
Once you have given this information to a company, you are at risk of what they may do with that and where it may go from there.
Google says it doesn't use your selfie for anything else and only keeps it for the time it takes to search for matches. Over the last few days, the company says more than 30 million selfies have been uploaded using its app, about 450,000 an hour. Dean Reynolds, CBS News, Chicago.
There's a new online auction to pump money into the Me Too movement. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
What to do when you can't be seen in the same outfit twice? Designers who dress celebrities for this month's Golden Globes are selling their gowns and tuxes in an eBay auction and donating the proceeds to the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. All of the clothing is black in support of women and men who speak up about sexual misconduct. It was worn by celebs like Laura Dern, Tracy Ellis Ross, Reese Witherspoon, and Meryl Streep. Minimum bids will range from $25 to $10,000. The auction begins at noon Friday and continues for a week. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Emerging from a TV critics meeting yesterday was word that actor Michael Keaton will narrate a 50th anniversary tribute to the late Fred Rogers and his PBS show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
Celebrities will recall how the show affected them. It airs in March. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.